Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, I'm listening to the radio, as is my habit, first thing in the morning, and I heard very interesting discussion about lost underground stations and lost tunnels under London. And apparently there are 26 abandoned underground railway stations in London alone. And it all reminded me of when I used to have to walk and work in tunnels myself in London. In the mid-80s, I was actually a train driver at Waterloo Main Line Station on what is now the southwestern side of the railway network in the southeast. And part of the work there involved the Waterloo and City Line for the uninitiated. That's a line that runs from Waterloo itself on the south bank of the River Thames to Bank Station, which is right in the heart of the city, very near to the Bank of England, etc., hence the name. And it was a journey that only took about 4.5 minutes underground, but it obviously went below the river. It weaved its way, I think it was through the sort of stands of Blackfriars Bridge, I seem to remember. Quite very interesting part of the work. Something that was thought of as a bit of a punishment for not necessarily naughty drivers, but if you see what I mean, people, oh, we'll bung them down there, that'll get them moving. But it was a little closed community down there. I'm not sure if the drivers at that depot actually do that anymore. I have a feeling it was taken over And the whole system has changed. They've got brand new trains. At the time that I was working there, the trains we were using were very antiquated trains that dated back to the 1930s. But very interesting trains to drive for any sort of train drivers out there, if there are any. Something that took a lot of driving, but for in some ways was so much better for that. But a very interesting mode of working, because it's something I've never done before and certainly had never done since. Not something that an ordinary train driver would do, because obviously most of their work, or if not all of their work, is above ground. But an underground driver, it's a bit different. But I still think that this is possibly a little bit different to what an ordinary underground driver would do, because literally the round trip would only take you 20 minutes, 4.5 minutes from Waterloo to Bank, a quick change round, and then come back, change, turn round again at a Waterloo, and away you go again. And I think you used to do a maximum of about 16 trips per day. That sounds quite a lot, but you get into a bit of a groove, as you do with most of these types of things. But quite an enjoyable way of working. As I said, a little bit of a closed community, so there's quite a lot of camaraderie and comradeship amongst yourselves and the guards that used to work down there as well. But one of the things we used to have to do periodically, because of fire regulations, even back in the 1980s, we used to have to do a tunnel walk, because obviously they have firefighting equipment down there under the in the tunnels as well, in case of any particular incidents, accidents or whatever. And about halfway through the tunnel was this little alcove that went off of the tunnel, and it was called the Fire Queen, I seem to remember, and it was chock-a-block full of firefighting equipment, which could be used, obviously, in the eventuality that it might be needed for some reason. And there was like a tunnel you could walk through. The tunnel was on one side, then you had the wall in between, and then the tunnel on the other side as well. Obviously you did this walk on a Saturday afternoon after the service had shut down, because the Waterloo and City Line is primarily a commuter based service going through the City of London, as I said. So it used to shut down sort of 1 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon, and then you used to have to walk through this tunnel, and you used to walk halfway down to this point, which was underneath the river, about the place where it used to sort of wind through the pylons or whatever of the Blackfriars Bridge itself. And one of the things that came out in that radio piece was the strange noises and the eerie feeling that you get down. You can imagine walking off the end of that platform down into that tunnel with just that, you know, you and your fellow colleagues, and there was only a few of you doing this, and the sounds, and you're thinking, ah, the trains have stopped running, haven't they, you know, all this type of thing, the power's been cut off, all that type of thing, and you start hearing these funny noises as you clomping along the ballast down walking down, and usually going downhill obviously, as you were, because you were trying to get down below river level itself. And when you got to that point in the middle, the Fire Queen part with the firefighting equipment, you go and have a little briefing, have a look around, familiarise or re-familiarise yourself with what was there. And you just stopped and you could hear this deathly silence, but occasionally you'd hear like propellers, and you think, what is that strange noise? And you realise it was actually a boat above you, however far above you, actually going along the river, and it reverberated right the way around. And something that came out in that radio programme, but also another thing that reminded me when you used to actually work down there, and periodically you get stopped halfway through the tunnel at a red signal, and you'd stop there, and it was all quiet, and you could hear all these noises and these strange, weird noises. You could hear trains in the distance, and the sound really travels on in those tunnels. Anyone who's been on an underground train and stood on the station, you can hear the train coming for quite a long time. You can imagine what that's like when you're actually in the tunnel yourself, enclosed on all sides pretty much, and usually there's silence, and then you can just hear these squeaks and these noises, and then the sound of these trains coming. Quite an eerie feeling, but as I said, something I'm very glad I did, something in a perverse way I actually enjoyed doing, although it was a bit of a strange existence down there in that underground world, but something I don't think I would have missed, you know, something I'm very glad that I've done, because it's given me experiences like I've just relayed, and I know there aren't that many people who've done that type of thing. That's something I've always quite pleased about doing, is doing things and having experienced things that maybe a lot of other people haven't done for whatever reason. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, and I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.